From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 4th, 2017. I'm Philip Grimm. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Town Board on Wednesday, August the 2nd, adopted a new law that will establish a payment in lieu of taxes program for large-scale alternative energy systems. The amount to be paid will be determined on a case-by-case basis based on the project's property assessment and any company looking to build a large-scale facility, such as a solar arrays and wind farms, would have to agree to a specified pilot before the Town Planning Board can give the go-ahead. Under the State Real Estate Law Section 487, the developer of an alternative energy source is exempt from taxes for the first 15 years of use. Towns can opt out, but it is an all-or-nothing proposition. Greenport Town Supervisor Edward Navosny said, and I quote, "We do not want to tell solar and wind stay out. They can build arrays here, but they will have to pay their fair share," end quote. Greenport's new law will exclude rooftop and small arrays and wind turbines, Navosny said. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that speeders and aggressive drivers are the targets of the State Police Speed Week initiative running through Tuesday, August the 8th. State Police will use marked and unmarked cars as part of the operation. Speeding is listed as a contributing factor in nearly one-third of all fatal crashes in New York State, according to the police. During Speed Week last year, state police issued more than 21,600 traffic tickets statewide, including 10,500 for speeding. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Ulster County Executive Mike Hine announced on Thursday, August the 3rd, he will not seek the 19th Congressional District seat in 2018. Hine said in a statement, "There is no question that sweeping change must take place in Washington and that he will also work diligently to ensure that a Democrat takes the seat next time around." Hine said he shares the, and I quote, "profound concern and frustration about the current direction of our country," end quote, that millions of Americans feel. He said, and I quote, "the divisive tone, irresponsible behavior, and harmless policies," end quote, coming from Washington threaten to undermine the foundation of our democracy. Eight Democrats have already entered the field for 2018. The seat is currently held by Kinderhook Republican John Faso. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Albany Times Union reports that a CSX train carrying hazardous materials bound for Selkirk in Albany County careened off the tracks in Pennsylvania on August the 2nd. The train caught on fire and the entire town of Hydeman, about 100 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, was evacuated. One car containing liquid petroleum gas and one containing molten sulfur leaked and caught fire. Investigators are looking to determine the cause of the accident. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. David Kelper reports in the Albany Times Union that New York State will turn over some voter information to President Donald Trump's Commission on Investigating Voter Fraud because the information is available to anyone under the state's open records laws. Governor Andrew Cuomo initially said the state would not comply with the request. But on August the 2nd, the State Board of Elections voted to provide voter names, birthdays, addresses, and voter history since anyone is entitled to those public records. Social Security numbers and criminal history will not be revealed because of state laws on voter privacy. John Conklin, a spokesman for the Board of Elections, said, and I quote, "The data will be sent out this afternoon. We had no lawful reason to deny it," end quote. Cuomo still sounded defiant after the board agreed to turn over the data. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We will never provide private voter information to anyone, especially a politically motivated organization seeking to perpetrate the myth of voter fraud," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation hosts the 6th annual Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count on Saturday with local fish counters in Coxsackie, Stattsburg, and Castleton on the Hudson. The public is invited to count the more than 200 fish species that live in or visit the Hudson River. Volunteers collect fish using seine nets, minnow traps, or rods and reels, count them, and release them. Local sites include Statsburg in Dutchess County at Norrie Point, 10 a.m. to noon, Seening next to Environmental Center, Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve, Kingston, Kingston Point Beach, 5 p.m., Seening, Hudson River Estuary Program, Coxsackie at Riverfront Park, 10 a.m. to noon, Seening at Riverside Festival, near Boat Launch, Hudson River Estuary Program, Capital District Marine Aquaritas Society, and Castleton-on-the-Hudson at Skodak Island State Park, 10 a.m. to noon, Seening at Boat Launch, River Haggie Outdoors, Rensselaer Land Trust. Finally, Route 85 in Coxsackie will be blocked off for about 2 weeks while the New York Department of Transportation replaces a drain between Hollister Street and Church Street starting August the 7th, according to the Coxsackie Fire Department. The car detour will use Sutton Place, Farm to Market Road, Stacy Road, and Sunset Boulevard, with trucks using 9W and Route 23. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after noon today. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain and frequent lightning. It will be partly sunny today with a high near 84 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain and frequent lightning. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 69. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before noon. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 5:50 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:11 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the fourth day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a nice weekend.